You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
This morning we shall study the four experiences of four disciples
to receive our spiritual lesson.
所以我要请弟兄姊妹一起来读几节圣经，也许读的多一点。
So let's read the Bible together.
我们读从一章三十五节开始。
From chapter 1, verse 35.
我们继续读好不好？如果读到哪里，我停下来，大家就跟着停下来啊！我们一起来读。Let's continue reading, and we can stop anytime. 再次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，看见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”拉比翻出来就是夫子。耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住。 这一天，并与他同住。那时约有身证了。听见耶稣的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看见他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。”基法翻出来就是彼得。请我们停一停，这里。 这里41节他说，安德烈有一个宣告，他说我们遇见弥赛亚了。Here
in verse 41, Andrew had a proclamation. He said, we found the Messiah.
第42节，耶稣看见彼得对他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。And
then in verse 42, Lord Jesus said, thou art Simon the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas.
我们再读43节到48节。
Let's continue reading from verse 43 to verse 48.
有次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来跟从我吧。”这腓力是伯赛大人和安德烈、彼得同城。腓力找着拿单叶，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。” 拿单也对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。”耶稣看见拿单也，就指着他说：“看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”拿单也对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？”耶稣回答说：“腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。”这里你注意到腓力和耶稣基督也有一个对话。
Then you realize there's a conversation between Philip and Jesus.
而且腓力也做了一个见证，他说：“摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了。”
And then Philip proclaimed that the one that was written in the law of Moses and also was proclaimed by the prophet, that one we met.
就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
Who is Jesus the Nazarene?
约瑟的儿子。
The son of Joseph.
我们再看第49节和51节。
Let us read verse 49 to 51.
拿单也说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”耶稣对他说：“因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。又说我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来。” 在人子身上。这里拿单也有一个个人的经历，他最后转过来宣告说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”Here
we see also Nathaniel has his personal experience. He turned around and said, "Rabbi, thou art the son of God. Thou art the king of Israel."
所以，无论是安德烈，无论是彼得，无论是腓力，无论是拿单也，这四个门徒都有一个共同的点。So
no matter whether it's Andrew or Peter or Philip or Nathaniel, they all have a common experience.
这个共同点就是说，他们能具体的 说出一个见证是基于个人经历的见证。
They can all tell a very solid experience, a solid testimony, which is according to their own personal experience.
他们不是仅仅说我们相信耶稣，相信耶稣什么？
They don't just say, oh, we believe in Jesus. No, what do you believe in Jesus?
就等于是他们每一个人信心的宣告。
Now, this is a proclamation of their faith, individual faith.
而且这里你也看见这些门徒们都很快的变成一个传福音的人。
And right away, you see all these disciples become great gospel evangelists.
他们不仅自己相信并且认识这一位个人经历中间The Messiah.
Not only they knew themselves, and also they really experienced this Messiah.
而且他能够向着人宣扬，来把别人也带到耶稣基督的面前。
And then he can also proclaim this Messiah and bring other people to the Lord.
这一个是相当有力量的见证。
Now this is a very very powerful witness.
他若是没有里面很清楚的那种决心或者这样的认识的话，他不会这样做一个传福音的人。
If they don't have this kind of a true conviction, they cannot be a true evangelist.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这初期四个门徒都是了不起的人。
So in the very, very beginning, these four disciples are great men.
他们的信心不是停在自己的身上。
Their faith did not just stop in themselves.
而是产生了连锁的作用，一路的传递下去。
But there's a chain reaction going on, it just continues.
神所要得到的门徒是这样一个有影响力的人。
And this is the kind of disciple the Lord wants to have.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一件非常非常精彩的事情。
This is a wonderful thing.
我们如果回头想一想，这四个人可能是人类历史中间在第一个做门徒的。
Look carefully, then we realize these four men are the first disciples in the whole human race.
约翰，施洗的约翰，他是神的先知，他或者有神特别的启示。
John the Baptist is a prophet. He has special revelation from the Lord.
他看见耶稣在那里行走，他里面就得到启示说，这是神的羔羊。
When he saw Jesus walk, and then he had this revelation, and he would say, he would proclaim, now behold, this is the Lamb of God.
但是这四个门徒不过是一些相当平凡普通的人，也许跟我们更加接近。
But these four people, they are probably more like you and me. They're just ordinary people.
施洗约翰是一个神人，他的生活圣洁，人人都看得见。也许我们赶不上。
John the Baptist is a holy man. His life is so different. Everybody can see that he is a prophet.
但是这四个门徒。他们也有他们的软弱
these,
我们也看见他们的失败
But these four disciples, they're just ordinary people. They have their weaknesses and we saw their failure.
甚至在他们信主之前还有各样的怀疑
Even before they really believe in the Lord, they have all kinds of doubts.
所以我们跟他们很容易认同
So we can really identify with them.
所以更加我们觉得稀奇他们竟然这样大胆宣告一件事情
So even more so we feel it's amazing that they dare to make this kind of proclamation.
安德烈是头一个说我们遇见弥赛亚了
You see, Andrew is the first to say, we met Messiah.
那么什么力量什么经历叫他能够说出这句话来
Now, what kind of a power, what kind of experience that make him, make this kind of a proclamation?
我不要讲得太快啊要让弟兄姊妹跟我一起思想啊是什么道理叫安德烈头一个做见证说我们遇见弥赛亚了而且讲得那么有把握
Let us all meditate on this together. Now, what makes him to be so sure that he saw Messiah?
圣经里面有什么证据有什么线索给我们找得到的
Right in the Bible, can we find any kind of a clue why this would happen?
我自己以为这里有一句话是非常妙的
But I think there's one verse in here is a very wonderful verse.
就是这里他们几个门徒本来是跟随施洗约翰的。
Those disciple, they were originally John the Baptist's disciple.
施洗约翰对他们说这是神的羔羊看啊这是神的羔羊。
When John the Baptist said, now behold, this is the Lamb of God.
这里是37节说两个门徒听见他的话就跟从了耶稣。
And the verse 37 says, and the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
这里两个门徒，我想有一个是写约翰福音的约翰，不过他没有把自己经历讲出来就是了。
I believe these two disciples, one is John, the John that who wrote this gospel, and he did not just identify himself here.
只是这里有一个，他们两个人说，耶稣转过来看见他们说，你们要什么
？And then when Jesus turned around and saw them and said, what do you want?
他们说，拉比哪里住
？They say, Rabbi.Where are you staying?
弟兄姊妹们，我相信这是一个很重要一件事情。
I believe this is a very important thing here.
安德烈为什么认出耶稣是弥赛亚？
那 how come Andrew recognized Jesus as the Messiah?
在这里给我们看见一个很大的可能，就是因为他曾经与耶稣同住。
Then we hear we see a great possibility that he did abide with Jesus, dwell with him.
弟兄们，你看见没有？这里他说：“主啊，你在哪里住？拉比，你在哪里住
？”Because here he did ask, Lord, Rabbi, where are you dwelling?
这一次我在夏令会里面遇见很多新的朋友、旧的朋友。
Last time I went to the retreat, I saw a lot of old and new friends.
你知道我们见面的时候说你住哪里？你住哪里？为什么问你住哪里啊
？And when we met, we always say, "Oh, where are you living now? Why do we ask that kind of question?"
因为我要去拜访他。
Because I want to go visit him.
对不对
？Is that so?
但这里在 CMO 的时候，在 San Diego 要两个地址，一个是你永久的住宿，一个是你暂时住宿舍住哪一间
？And over that CMO conference, we ask for two addresses. One is where's your home located? The other one is which dorm are you staying in this retreat?
那一天晚上我就去看周祖培牧师。
That night we visited Reverend Moses Chow.
但是很多时候我拿了地址放在口袋里放，再没有看见他们。
But there are a lot of times I just collect the address and put it in my pocket and I never really saw them.
我收集了很多朋友的名字，有些住在三藩市，有些住在 Palo Alto， 有些住在 Texas。名单很多，没有去看他们。
Now I collected all kind of addresses, and they were all over the place. Maybe in Palo Alto, in Texas, and then that's it. I never did visit them.
弟兄姊妹们，这两个门徒虽与众人不同，他们问了地址，没有留在那里。
But this difference in these two disciples, after they asked where Jesus staying, they did not just stay there.
他们不是以交换地址为满足的。
They did not just they was not satisfied just by exchanging the address.
当他们脱口而出说拉比哪里住之后
，When they all of a sudden just blurt out saying that Rabbi, where are you staying?
耶稣说你们来看。
Then Jesus say, come and see.
圣经里记载说他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住。
And then Jesus, then in the scripture recorded, so they went and see where he's staying, and that night they dwellers abide with them.
我相信因为同住而有真实的认识。
I believe because they dwell together, they have true understanding of each other.
我听见很多人告诉我说，这几天我还不能信耶稣，因为我对耶稣还不认识，我要更认识他，我才信他。
And I heard very often people say, "Oh, I don't know Jesus that much, so I don't want to believe in him. I want to know more, then I can start believing in him."
弟兄姊妹们，现在这里给我们答案就是说，你应当先与他同住，才会认识他。
But actually, the answer stays here that you have to dwell with him, abide with him first in order to know him.
我建议下次我们传福音遇见这样的人说，好极了，那我现在就要带你祷告了。
So next time, if we come across situations like this, we can say, "Okay, then let me lead you to pray first."
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道我讲的什么事情？很多时候我们当他一个人清楚信耶稣之后。好，现在我带你祷告，让你接受耶稣，是不是这样子的
？So usually we just ask, we just explain a whole lot of things, and then the very last we say, okay, let me lead you to pray to receive the Lord.
但是这里是个新的方法，传福音来讲是个新的方法。
But this is a new method in preaching the gospel.
他就是还没有认识耶稣，你也可以带他进接受主，让耶稣住在他的里面。
Even he knows nothing about Jesus, you can still invite him to receive Jesus first.
你知道多少年以前？我记得余立功弟兄传福音有一次这样说。
I believe many, many years ago, Reverend Moses Yu, once preaching the gospel, and he said,
他说今天早上我们要传福音。
He said, this morning we want to preach the gospel.
大家弟兄们唱诗歌唱得非常喜乐，而且实在有圣灵的工作。
And when brothers and sisters, they were all singing and was really in great joy, and you can see the moving of the Holy Spirit.
他说我现在先问一个问题。
He said, I want to ask a question first.
你们中间有多少人是已经信了耶稣的？
He said,Among you, who received the Lord already?
好些人举手，因为很多弟兄姊妹信主的。
Then a lot of people, a lot of hands raised up because there's quite a bit of brothers and sisters there.
那有些剩下的没有信主的，看见信主人这么自由举手，他就问说，有多少人没有信主的
？So after they saw this raising hand, then he asked the second question. Now, how many of you have not received the Lord?
那些没有信主人也都很自然的举手。
So those non-believers also raised their hand very freely.
余立功牧师做了一件很稀奇的事情。这么多年来，我第一次看见有传道人这样做的。
And the Reverend you just did a very strange thing. That's the only time I saw somebody do things like that.
他还没有传信息，是不是
？Before he even preached.
他说：“今天有多少人愿意相信耶稣，请举手。”
He said, "How many of you wanted, were willing to receive the Lord?"
现在就要信耶稣，请举手。
Even now, raise your hand.
他说现在就决定今天我讲完不要信耶稣请你举手。
And those who already decided, even after I preach, you still don't want to receive the Lord, raise your hand.
你知道这两个问题放在一起的时候很多人听了震动一下哎，什么意思
?When these two questions were asked, a lot of people was really shocked because what does it really mean?
于牧师自己解释说，我从来也很少这样做，但是我现在问一件事情，有多少人今天愿意信耶稣，请你举手。
And Pastor Charles said, I usually don't do this, but today I'm going to do a strange thing. I want to ask those of you who wanted to receive the Lord, raise your hand.
还没有传信息。
That's even before the preaching.
但是我相信许多人来的时候，他心里已经预备好可以接受耶稣基督，虽然他也不认识。
But I believe there's a lot of you already have your heart ready to receive the Lord. You just haven't got a chance.
亲爱的朋友，你知道吗？在你还没有完全认识他的时候，你就可以先接受他。
Dear friends, do you know even before you fully know him, you can receive him?
让耶稣进到你的心里面，然后你才能更深的认识他。
When you invite him to dwell in your heart, then you can really know him.
让你把心打开，求主的圣灵住在你的里面。
When you open your heart and when you invite the Holy Spirit to dwell in your heart,
你与他同住的经历，让神来证明耶稣基督是何等的真实。
Now this experience of abiding with the Lord together that will really prove how the reality of Jesus.
亲爱的朋友们，到底你心里面所要的是什么
？So brother, dear friends, what do you really want in you?
这里那两个门徒跟随耶稣。
Those two disciples followed Jesus.
耶稣转过来问他说：“你们要什么？”
So Jesus just turned around and saw them and say, "What do you want?"
中英文的翻译更好。他说：“你们寻找什么？”
In the English translation, he said, "What are you looking for?"
Seeking.
What are you seeking?
神主耶稣问说：“你要寻找什么？”
The Lord asked, "What are you seeking?"
这两个门徒大概没有经过太多的思想。
So these two probably didn't think much.
很快的脱口而出：“拉比，你在哪里住？”
And right away they blurt out, "Where are you where are you staying?"
或者我也可以说他们可能想了很久很久不知道怎么说不知道哪里开口。
Maybe they've been thinking, they thought a long while, they don't know where to start the conversation.
不管他们想过没有
It doesn't matter.
心里面脱口而出的这个问答案可能问题可能就是他们最需要的问题。
But this very first question they say may be the most important in their heart.
他们说拉比你在哪里住
He said, Rabbi, where are you staying?
你知道这里圣经里特别记载，他们那一天便和耶稣同住。
And then, the scripture recorded said, then that day they dwelt with and dwelt then abide abode with the Lord, dwell with him.
圣经里说，那时约有深正了。
And in Bible says that is about the tenth hour.
深正是什么时候啊
？Now what is the tenth hour?
知道犹太的律法跟希腊的律法两个不一样啊。
According to the Jewish time and the Greek time, there's a little bit difference.
罗马希腊罗马律这个时间大概这个 tenth hour 就是深正大概早上十点钟。
According to the Greek and Roman time, it's about 10 o'clock in the morning.
但是根据犹太律法呢，差不多下午四点钟。
But according to the Jewish time, it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
不管是上午还是下午，总是很长一段时间他们才。晚上睡觉。
It doesn't matter whether it's in the morning or in the afternoon. Still, there's a long time before they actually retire.
至少六个钟头。
At least 6 hours.
你有六个钟头时间跟一个人在一起，你能够相当认识他。
Now, if you spend 6 hours with someone, you will really know that person.
昨天下午，柯森德姊妹在这里这个交通姊妹聚会人交通以后就到我家里来了。
Yesterday, after the sisters' meeting, Sister Cassandra shared after the sharing, after the meeting, she came to our house.
你知道她很喜欢到我家里来。
I know she enjoyed visiting us.
我跟你说啊，假如是客气的朋友
，Let me tell you, if some guests who are very polite.
我大概不会把西装脱掉。
I might not even remove my jacket.
这一两个钟头讲讲话，点点头，以后谈完事情，他走了，我西装可以不要脱。
And maybe just visiting for an hour or two, and I will sit there, and then we converse, and then nod my head, and then afterwards she will leave, and I can remove my jacket.
如果稍微时间长一点，你到我家里来吃饭。
If you spend a little longer time in my house, maybe you come for dinner.
我告诉你，我没有法穿着西装吃饭，一定把西装脱下来吃饭。
There's no way I can have the jacket on to have dinner.
那是我多胖多瘦，一览无余哈。
And then how fat I was, that would really show.
而且你看我吃多少。
Then you can see how much I eat.
等到他坐了很久，整个下午在那里，我实在受不了，我需要穿上短裤，需要把衬衫换掉。
And yesterday afternoon, when she spent the whole afternoon there, then I really can't stand it. So I have to change into shorts and t-shirt.
有多少人看见我穿短裤？
Any of you saw me wear shorts before?
你们在我家时间不够长啊。
That's because you didn't spend enough time in my house.
是不是你们以为 传道人一天到晚都打着领带穿着西装。
Do you think a minister always wears suits and tie?
甚至你说要穿戴神所说的全副军装，是不是睡觉时候也穿着西装睡？是不是
？Now, so when the Bible recorded that you shall put on the full armor of God, does that mean that you have to really dress up to even go to sleep?
弟兄姊妹们，当你和耶稣同住的时候，你能够认识他每一件事情。
But when you dwell with the Lord.Then you will really understand everything about him.
当你和你的朋友在一起同住的时候，你没有办法维持一个普通的礼貌。
Now, when you are really living, staying with your friend, then you probably cannot have that supernatural, superficial appearance all the time.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是你所以会认识一个人的方法。
Now, this is the way that you can really know someone.
不是在人前认识他。
It's not just outwardly,
而是在背后，在他的生活里面，在他的言谈里面，在他的行为里面，在他的思想里面，自然地认识他。
But rather in his daily life, in his thoughts, in his speech, and then you really know the person.
一个人有多少斤两，我们说哈，清清楚楚，没有办法隐瞒。
Sometimes we say, we can weigh somebody over, then we really know what is a person's like.
弟兄姊妹们，我相信安德烈和约翰，因为与耶稣同住一天的缘故。
I believe John and Andrew, after they staying some time with the Lord, they really have this first-hand experience with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你愿不愿意让耶稣住在你的心里啊？
Now, brothers and sisters, do you want Jesus to dwell in your heart?
当你让耶稣住在心里的时候，你才有机会真正的认识他。
Now, only when you let Jesus dwell in your heart, that will be the only chance that you can really know him and let Jesus know you.
我不能告诉你耶稣怎么样爱你，除非你让他先来爱你。
I don't know how to tell you how much Jesus loves you, unless you ask him to love you first, to dwell in you.
我不能告诉你耶稣对你这个人真正是怎么样有兴趣，他怎样爱你。
I really cannot tell you how Jesus is interested in a person like you.
最好的办法是让耶稣自己告诉你。
And the best way is let Lord Jesus to tell you himself.
所以我愿意让各位每一位都把心打开，求主说，主啊，你在哪里住，你住在哪里，我也要住在哪里。
So I really urge you to just open up your heart and say, Lord Jesus, where are you staying? Wherever you're staying, I'm there.
弟兄姊妹，你知道安德烈或者是约翰，他们听见使徒约翰跟他们讲许许多多的真理。
You know, when Andrew and John heard all kinds of truths, was explained to them,
约翰对他们说，看哪神的羔羊，看哪神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Now, John the Baptist keep on proclaiming that, behold, it's the Lamb of God, and who is the, take away the sin of the world.
他们有一个头脑的知识。
And they do have this head knowledge.
但是赶不上当他和耶稣同住的时候那个亲身的经历。
But that is no comparison with that, the first-hand experience they have.Dwelling with the Lord.
约翰的教导没有办法叫安德烈做一个见证。
Now, the teaching of John the Baptist cannot teach Andrew to give a testimony like this.
约翰的教导不能叫安德烈有一个欲望，有一个力量，有一个最深的科目要传扬耶稣。
Now, the teaching of John cannot really give Andrew this desire to preach the gospel.
当他和耶稣同住一天之后，他的心完全被折服。
But after this one day dwelling with the Lord, he was totally convinced.
有一首很简单的诗歌说，神啊，你真好，神啊，你真好。God is so good, God is so good, God is so good to me.
And this song is that God is so good and he's so good to me.
弟兄姊妹们，神多好多好，但是如果对你不好，你不知道他对你好，神无论多好都对你没有用。
So no matter how good you know God is, if he's not good to you, you know nothing about his love.
如果你不经历他，你不认识他，你没有法传扬他，为他做见证。
Now if you don't experience yourself, you can never really preach.
但是我相信这里是许许多多人都已经经历过耶稣是真实的。
But I do believe that a lot of you here that have already experienced the reality of our Lord Jesus.
当我们耶稣同住之后，我们知道他是救主，他是真实的，他是弥赛亚，他是神所立的基督，他是我的救主，他是我的主，他负我一切的责任。
When you actually dwell with the Lord, then you realize that He is Messiah, He is your Savior, that He can do everything for you.
安德烈经历这些事情。
Now Andrew experienced this.
所以他迫不及待的，这样热切去告诉他的哥哥。
So he couldn't wait. He just ran off to tell this good news to his brother Peter.
他宣告什么
？What is his proclamation?
我们遇见弥赛亚了。
He said, we met Messiah.
我们遇见弥赛亚了。
He said, we found Messiah.
我不是仅仅听说过弥赛亚而已。
It's not just I heard about Messiah.
我不是远远的看见他而已。
Or I just saw him in the distance.
我和他面对面，和他有一起的关系，和他有个人的关系。
I saw him face to face, and I have this personal relationship with him.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当我接受主之后，我可以从我的心里说，我遇见主了，遇见耶稣基督了。
It's when I, the minute I received the Lord, and I can really proclaim that I've met the Lord. I saw him.
We thank you for your listening, and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage. And sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.